It's the time of year to enjoy the romantic cherry blossoms. Wuhan University, known as a popular spot to appreciate the scenery, published a video of a man artificially creating a rain of cherry blossoms has triggered a heated discussion on bad behavior of visitors this year. Wai Ming.
All right.
Yes. Artificially creating a rain of cherry blossoms. How did that happen?
Well, certainly there's a video that we could see was posted on the official Weibo account of Wuhan University in the evening of March 24th, 2018. So this 7-second long video clip showed a man shaking a cherry blossom tree violently.To make the flower drop and create a cherry blossom rain. Some people around him even shouted, Bravo!
What?
And there were students trying to stop him by saying, Don't shake the tree! And the man even quarreled with students who tried to stop him.
So why would someone do that?
I think this is just a guy who's trying to be naughty. And actually, I think it's quite funny. I would be one of those people saying, Bravo!
Very interesting. You would say this is a guy. I would say this kid.Is trying to get some attention.
Yeah, but men behave like kids, don't they?
Yes, we do. Sometimes. But,
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, but only on appropriate occasions. And we know that on an inappropriate occasion, by behaving like a kid, you only end up being hated.
Yeah, it becomes a massive excuse.
As is the case
but
in this video.
But what makes this inappropriate? Because for me personally, I think if it wasn't a tree that was fenced and protected and there was a regulation there that says do not touch or do not shake it, why not? I mean, I would probably do the same.
I totally agree with you. I think it's a very trivial matter that we should talk about, that the man should be shaking a tree. But still...There are some things we can talk about. I mean, certainly, a lot of us, I think most of us who have seen the cherry blossom tree would realize that, they look beautiful, especially when it is shaken not by a man, but by a gentle wind. And so there's a rain of cherry blossom petals raining down there. And this is the best time for you to take a photo. And actually, the first time I realized that there are four seasons.Happened on the campus of Tongji University. That's where I studied. And it was also along an avenue of cherry blossom trees. And it was in springtime. And there was wind. And there was a rain or rains of cherry blossom petals. And that's when I realized the scene was so impressive. And that's the moment that I realized that, whoa, so there's four seasons, they are actually different. And then in spring, you get to see spectacular scenes like this. So, in some sense, you could forgive this man for shaking that blossom tree, only in the sense that, maybe he's trying to get the best spectacle for others to take a photo.
Or maybe so he could enjoy it, being the master of creating a scene like that.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of news that some people would criticize heavily when maybe, you know, after this guy...Getting rid of all the petals effectively, then what's there for other people to see?
That's true. The other thing,
is this really bad behavior?
I think it's a really bad behavior in the sense that the other thing about cherry blossom trees that they don't last very long. And I think it's, they only last about 2 weeks tops. I mean, mostly just 1 week. And so when the petals are gone, no new petals will sprout out of it. So when you sort of harvest the first batch of petals by shaking it, and those who follow you wouldn't be able to appreciate the same scene.
Okay, let me be a little bit more optimistic, since you said I'm very pessimistic. Now, in this case, let's say you miss out on this one. There's always next year. Isn't there?
The thing is, it's really difficult to get access to that campus, really. And it seems every year we talk about this cherry blossom tree festival on the campus of Wuhan University, precisely because, first of all, the scene is very spectacular. It's very impressive. Everyone wants to see it. But second of all, is limited.
I mean,
Limited in the sense that it only lasts for 2 weeks. Also limited in the sense that it's a small campus. Not everyone can make it. It seems that on busy days, 200,000 people make it on the campus of that Wuhan University, while in fact, that campus could only accommodate 20,000 every day.
Wow, that's some figures I'm trying to digest and trying to picture. It sounds like there's more visitors than trees or petals.
Probably more people than petals.
Yeah,
that could be the case.
But I think if they don't want such behaviors, they should try and sort of like have it fenced, you know.
But
if you have a fence, then nobody will have access to it. You create a perimeter where regular visitors are not allowed access.
Well, then it goes against the spirit of university or education. Well, the essence of education is trying to make people more open-minded, and by putting your campus behind a fence or behind walls is certainly not proving that point.
Okay, at least then there are some rules saying please do not check the tree.
That's not going to stop naughty kids or naughty young men.
Naughty
men from checking the trees. That's not.
And I've seen some naughty females in wanting to take the perfect picture,
right,
and posing next to the tree and sometimes pulling the branch towards you in a really gentle way, and it's not good for the tree. Please don't touch public property. But it makes a beautiful
Instagram
picture. Oh, there you go. See?
It makes a beautiful Instagram or WeChat photograph.
Oh, well, I'd like to be the cynic here. I mean, maybe this guy shaking the tree is to try and get a good picture for himself or for someone else. But really, as a cynic, I believe that in 100 years, all of us, I mean, maybe just me, will be dead and buried underground. So many beautiful pictures you've taken under the beautiful cherry blossom tree, nobody's going to care. I mean,
your generation, your future generations might care.
I don't think so.
This is an unexpected direction of the discussion that now maybe we can talk about the circle of life and things. And but I'm not going to go there. And yes, this year, another piece of news came in regarding the cherry blossom trees, the beautiful scene in Wuhan University, is that scalpers have been caught. Mm-hmm. So what were they doing?
Well, the Wuhan University has been trying to introduce measures to keep most people outside so that the campus can stay in order, especially when 200,000 people trying to swarm into a campus that could accommodate 20,000 people every day. So maybe in a few years back, the campus or the university tried charging people for access or admittance, and that was the way that they did a few years ago. But this year they have something more interesting, more innovative, more high tech actually. They have actually introduced some online registration mechanisms. So visitors to the campus, they can now get free access to the campus, only if they registered beforehand on the website, and also using their own ID card. So that sort of creates some kind of obstacle for people who just on an impulse want to visit the campus, and when they go to the campus and they don't realize that they had to register beforehand, so they don't have access, and this gives room to those scalpers. So we have some people pretending to be school employees that will approach you, say, hey dude, you want to go and look at the beautiful cherry blossom trees on the school campus? I have a way, actually. I know a back door to this. You pay me 40 yuan and I'll bring you.
Wow.
Or other ways, for instance.
That's what I like to call a business opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I will call it. But apparently it's not. Some people don't like it, especially the management of the school campus. They're thinking that, you're introducing unnecessary people onto the campus. And also you are making a profit out of this. I mean, this is not legitimate.
But this is, certainly at the first glance of things, it sounds like a great business opportunity, because it doesn't take, you don't need to pay a dime to register, right?
No, you don't have to.
No, but it's time consuming.
That's true.
Well, it's time consuming. And let's look at it this way. To be fair, not so many people have access, like older people, they don't have access to the internet. I'm assuming that's what you need to register.
That's true. But I think the point here is, well, with considering the amount of resources that Wuhan University has invested into keeping, well, the bulk of visitors outside the campus, I would say, what if they redirect the resources they're putting to actually and work with the municipal management authorities and also some gardening experts and try and maybe plan some other impressive scenery in other parts of Wuhan City, and then that's going to make it easier for other visitors to go and see without having to disturb the schools, the teachers, and the students on the campus.
Yeah, I can totally see that the college, the university management probably went through a bit of a difficult decision process.
And especially when it happens every year.
Yeah,
I mean, why don't just do something that will solve it once and for all?
And I think it's because it gives the university what it is. That's what distinguishes Wuhan universities from other campuses.
But then that's kind of sad, right? You should have the best disciplines, the best academic performance to distinguish yourself from other campuses, or other than just some beautiful cherry blossom trees.
Yes, well, it's the time to maybe look at the cherry blossom trees, appreciate spring, and that's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody!